minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 121.
And Josh, you look like you're coming to us live from your grandma's house.
Buongiorno. I am currently, this is probably the best studio setup you could ask for, because when you're creating a studio, you want sort of damp, audio. How do you describe it? Sort of walls, like you want to furnish things. You want to put stuff up so that there's the sound doesn't reflect off the walls. And literally, I don't know how to describe it, but this hotel has, I'll turn the video so you can see, TJ. It's got like carpet on the all on the walls.
It looks like wallpaper, but is it a carpet material?
Yeah, it's a wallpaper, but it's got like this beautiful, I don't know, I'm out of my depth in regards to describing it, but yeah, it's sort of like a padded room, but it's really nice sort of floral.
What you're describing is a brothel.
Is that really what a brothel's like?
Well, I don't know, but a low-end brothel.
I don't know why a brothel would have felt, it feels like it would be harder to clean that way. I would think that they would go for all sort of hard surfaces.
I don't want to go smutty on the show very early. I mean,
it's been a minute 30 and you've already mentioned a brothel.
I was always fascinated by this one called the Daily Planet that was near my house where I grew up. And they used to have open days. Mm-hmm. And horrible. Anyway, my brother is an electrician and he was working recently at one near my office where I'm broadcasting from right now in Collingwood. Mm. And oh my God, he was in there to like change light globes and shit. Fucking hell. He said to me that he had to get down like behind the bed. And it wasn't working. Obviously, it's like closed when he's there.
Yeah.
And he pulled the bed head away from the wall. And there's tissues stuck to the wall.
Oh, no.
And it's everything you imagine. Anyway, that's not where you're actually in Venice. Yeah,
to be clear, these aren't just tissues on a wall. This is some beautiful decorative stuff. But yeah, we're in a hotel in Venice. This is the one-star room, because Bree was saying this hotel was, we're in the heart of Venice and it was really inexpensive. I think we're paying like 150 or 170 or something Australian a night, which is nothing when you consider like we're in the heart of Venice. And and normally it's a lot more expensive. I think why is because we're in like the one-star room. But fuck, I love it. It's really good. It's
the TV arm holding the TV off the wall looks like you're in a hospital, but it's doing the job,
right? Yeah,
it
does have that vibe. And also, I couldn't put anything on the tabletop because it's, sorry, the bedside table, because it's mounted to the wall and it's on sort of, it's on an angle. So anything you put down, it just flies off. So it's purely decorative.
The whole city of Venice is probably not level. It's pretty much underwater. Like, you're elevated up. There's just canals everywhere, right?
All I know is there's a lot of bridges and stairs, because we got in yesterday and Bree actually.
You just sounded like a real tourist, just like huffing and puffing. All I bloody know is there's stairs and there's water everywhere.
Man, I've got stuff on that. No, but the there's a lot of bridges and stuff, because we had to carry our bag. You can't actually drive. Did you know that you can't? You would know this. I'm just a big idiot. You can't drive on the island of Venice. First of all, Venice is an island. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't know these as exact facts, but I think there's where I am, I'm on some sort of island right now.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know. I knew it was just waterways everywhere, and which would mean that you're on little bits of land that they've elevated.
I think I heard it being referred to as an island. But anyway, you can't actually drive in Venice, like on this island bit. So, we got a car to this spot where all the buses and cars sort of stop. And then you have you have your luggage and you have to find your way to your hotel. So there was a lot of walking, and Brie actually apologized for how much she brought on the trip, because I told her multiple times before we went. I said that I went for the 55 litre, and I think Brie's is the 80 litre bag. And I said for her just to get a 55 litre. And sure enough, like, I'm not going to let Brie carry the 80 litre bag while I'm carrying the 55 litre bag. So woof, woof. I ended up, woof, woof. So I ended up carrying her bag across Venice.
Yeah. And so you know what? Joke's on her when you slip another disc and you're fucking in an Italian hospital.
I was feeling so sore yesterday, but Brie thinks it's because I've been forcing us to do like 40,000 steps a day. I literally have the same injury that I had when I tried my million step challenge.
Yeah.
My right foot is just really sore because the there's nothing more boring than people talking about their health. but I think it's from my tight calf. It's from my tight calf, guys.
So just to recap, it feels really weird because yesterday I was talking to you at 6 a.m. Australian time,
yeah,
and it was like night where you were. Now it's the role reversal. So yeah, 6 a.m.
It's 6 a.m. My time. It's 2 p.m. your time. And the thing is that it actually, the sun rises at 5:30, but I think that one of the differences with the one star sort of hotel experience is they sort of say, I think sun is extra. Any sort of daylight, any light is going to cost you extra. So our window doesn't provide any sort of real light impact. So I'm currently lit by a what could only be described as like a wall lamp. It's a little bit different to a light.
Is that shaped as a penis? You are in a brothel.
It does have, mate. You've got penis on your mind today, but no, it's interesting.
There's not much to update from Melbourne. I think when people are away and you're watching people live out their lives in another country that is not their home, you do kind of realise how boring your life can be. Boring is probably not the right word. I have a good life, but I'm not. It definitely isn't the same vibe when you're traveling. I mean,
I'm having new experiences every day, forced new experiences.
Well, I was doing the other day was just finding a big dick that had been drawn into sand, and Google satellite had taken a photo of it. And
that
I
is
zoomed
very funny,
into
though.
It.
But again, very dick-heavy show, but check out at Tommy Jacket on Instagram. How did you discover? So for people who haven't seen, you were zooming in on Google Maps on the satellite view of, it's like near Mornington Peninsula or something?
Yeah.
Where was it?
I'll explain. So I just saw this dude who was who followed like a drone page, and he posted this photo of the aerial satellite view of Point Lonsdale, which is just out of 40 minutes out of 50 minutes out of Melbourne. And
is that different to Point Nepean? It is, isn't it?
Other side.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
So it's like near the mouth of the bay into Melbourne. And he literally just had a finger pointing to this, what looked like a big hole. And he said, zoom in on that. And so I was like, I don't even know what this is. So I like went open up my maps, turned into satellite mode, and you have to do this on Google Maps only, that I've found out. So I typed into Google Maps Point Lonsdale, saw the hole, and then zoomed in on it. And the dudes who, and I could only imagine this being men doing this, because most men find dick jokes funny.
Yeah, it was you, wasn't it?
It wasn't me, but it looks like some lake that has dried up and they've dug out the shape of a huge penis, and Google Satellite has taken a photo, high resolution, you can zoom down in and see this ginormous penis. And so I thought, I just made this little video because I laughed my head off, and it's fucking crazy. And so all these people were writing on it, and people did find it funny. I had a few people go, you got too much time on your hands. It's like, well,
Yeah, correct.
I've always got time for dick jokes. You fucking idiots.
Yeah. Man, when Google Maps first came out, at the satellite view, I spent so much time looking at different areas and zooming in on people's houses to see what sort of pools they had. Like, I felt like such a spy.
Did you ever get snapped by the Google Street View cameras?
I've had them drive past me, and every time I panic because I'm like, I need to do something really funny because this is sort of, this is going to be set in time for a while. And so I'm sure I've seen a Google, one of those Google cars come past, and I've sort of flailed a little bit, like just sort of like moved my hands around.
Yeah, when it first came out, I had my personal training studio, and I was like fucking so annoyed that they'd removed the logo that I had out the front of my shop front.
It cost you $1,200.
Yeah, I meant fuck you assholes, Google.
Yeah, I know.
Help the little bloke out.
I remember. I don't know if they were that good at blurring faces at the beginning, because I'm sure there was, to bring it back to the brothel stuff, I'm sure there were some cases of people walking out of brothels and being caught out. I'm pretty sure that was a thing back in the day. But yeah, the room is great here in Venice. I also I did. It's 6 a.m. It's quite warm here, and I did go to turn the air conditioner off before the podcast started, and Bree woke up as I turned the power off, going, "What are you turning off the air conditioner?" Because I was trying to make it as quiet as possible in here. So if you can hear an aircon, we've gone for comfort today.
I can't hear anything.
Audio quality. Okay, perfect.
It sounds great. What I've realized from going away over the weekend, and you asked me yesterday about, oh, how was it? It's like, I know I rip into you when you're like, oh, I need my sleep. Mm. But legitimately, I've felt like a new person this weekend after sleeping. The last couple of days. And what I've actually realized is I slip into this fucking self-doubt on myself when I'm tired. And I can only bring it down to tired because this week I don't feel that. But last week I was kind of, I'd pushed myself. You and I, literally before you left, we worked for 14 days straight, probably longer. Mm. Literally worked every day doing something with the podcast or work. Yeah. And legitimately it's like, became a shell of a fucking human. Yeah. You know,
being
relative
tired,
to my world.
Being tired. And that's what, even with this travel stuff, is I notice that I'm like, man, why am I getting annoyed at something? Because the thing with travel is it's, and I was even thinking about all the little things that happened yesterday, and there's so many stories, but they're not that, social media, you know, people always talk about the fact that it's this glorified version of your life or whatever, and you post the best bits. And this podcast feels like an opportunity to sort of go against all of that. But then I was like, this could just sound like the most negative fucking, like Josh's shit holiday. But I'm having a great time. But the sleep thing, I can completely relate to, because we had to be up at, we set our alarm for 3 a.m. To go to the airport yesterday in London. And I think we were doing the podcast. We probably started recording at like 9 p.m. So by the time I went to bed, it was probably 10:30, 11 o'clock. So I didn't have that much sleep. And man, the Ryanair experience, it seems like a bit of a joke to talk about it. Do you know about Ryanair?
Yeah, I've flown them. They've got like the yellow and blue logo, and you can literally get a flight from London to Spain, 4 hours, for like $90, $99 or something. It's ridiculous.
It's so affordable. And I've used them before, and I love them in the sense of just no frills type of thing. And
it's first on, like first on for best dressed to get your seat, right?
I think you can. We paid for Plus, which wasn't that much. So basically, we're flying to Venice, and the flights for the two of us through Star Alliance, who's sort of the frequent flyer thing that we're a part of, it was going to cost like $660 for the two of us. And then I went on to Ryanair, and for booking a Plus flight, which means you can select the seat, it was $200 for the two of us. So it was great. Jesus. So we did that. But where it all falls down is if you don't print your ticket beforehand.
Well, you said this yesterday, that you needed to find a printer because they want a physical ticket. They haven't got the machines to scan your phones and shit.
Yeah, well, I thought, so they've got tickets to be able to, they've got the ability to scan your phone, but the problem is that if you're on a non-European passport, you need the physical ticket for the visa processing stuff. So I decided we're meant to be able to do it with the phone, just because we're a non-European visa holder. We need to print out the tickets. I'm going to try and... We couldn't find a printer, basically. So I'm like, we're going to risk it. We'll see what happens. We'll go there and just... You know, if it's a little fee, we'll just pay the fee.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was... When we arrived, there's just people everywhere. It reminds me of... If there was some form of natural disaster and you were all to have to be in one, you know, they put you in those big stadiums and everyone's like fighting for food and everyone's screaming at each other. And it's like, and so we got into the line to basically drop off our bags, got into the line, got to the front of that. They saw that we didn't have that we only had our phones, and I had my boarding pass, which on the boarding pass said, "This is not your boarding pass. Please print out the ticket." So I knew it was a bit of a stretch, but
and they saw your thumb. And they thought, "Let this guy through. Get him a
exactly. Get him a wheelchair." No, I do have a very interesting thumb, but no. So I didn't qualify for any sort of special treatment, but I've been saying to Bree, pretending or saying that you need a wheelchair to just speed through stuff could be an option. But I don't think... I think I have to at least wait until I'm maybe 70 or something.
You cannot fudge that shit up.
You can't fudge it. But I remember seeing a life hack that someone spoke about online, which was taking crutches to Disneyland and pretending that you're... Yeah, and so basically you'll get at the front of the line, but then... What a way to live your life. I don't think that's sort of... it's probably not
con
that
artist.
Ethical. Yeah, con artist. Yeah. They call it life hacking. It's fucking... You're being a con artist. But so we got to the... got to the front. They said, oh, look, you're going to... You can't go through this way. You're going to have to go to customer service and get your tickets printed. So we went to the customer service, huge line. We got there 2.5 hours before the flight. Mm. And just to give you an idea of how long it took, we ended up running through the terminal to get our flight. But got to the front of the customer service line, £20 each to print.
Print a piece of paper.
Yeah, so it was £40. So it was about, I think it was, I think Bree said it was maybe 90 bucks or something. Maybe not that much. No, maybe 80 bucks.
It's as good as the plastic bag rort that Woolworths and Coles have got going on.
This is the thing. See, this is what's great about being away. We can really see what both our worlds are at the moment. And you've brought up Woolworths. Is this the third episode in a row that you're bringing up the Woolworths?
Sam Mack, who we had last week on the podcast. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality for him, right? Traveling all the time, you're actually tired, and it's pretty easy to slip into, like, I think people deal with tiredness in different ways.
And Sam Mack doesn't have to worry about the plastic bag issue, because obviously being the weather guy at Sunrise, he doesn't do any of his own shopping. He would have someone do that for him.
But you do, like, I feel, rejuvenated. And even someone said to Amy at work, oh, you look fresh. Hmm. Well, it's either saying that I looked like a piece of shit before, or that I'm
so
just
many times when
now.
I've done that. People have responded, I washed my hair today.
Oh, yeah, that old one.
But, the sleep thing, I kept my cool. Bree said, I felt like I was wanting to get really stressed in the moment, and you were, like, really relaxed the whole time. I think part of it was because you have to do the math and be like, okay, what's the worst case scenario? Let's just say, let's pretend that we paid $600 for these flights. So we've got a $400 buffer. We have to, and so we have to get royally fucked by Ryanair multiple times to for them to get it to that point. But so
did you have the music when you landed that they played the
celebration? No, we didn't get the what, maybe because it wasn't running on time. I think that's why it was, because normally the music says just another, it's like another Ryanair flight on time.
Yeah,
it was like 20 minutes late, so you couldn't do it.
Hey, I haven't told you I'm doing Dry July. And
really, without me?
No, I want you to take the baton and drink lots of wine while you're away.
I had an Aperol spritz yesterday.
I mean, I could imagine that you thought it tastes like shit.
Yeah, it tastes like medicine. But are you meant to? I ate the olive. Are you meant to eat the olive first?
Olive?
I ate the,
in an Aperol spritz?
It had an olive in it.
No. It had. You had a martini then?
No, it was an Aperol fucking spritz.
An Aperol spritz? An Aperol spritz with an olive in it. Hang on. Aperol. Yeah.
You're Googling it, mate.
Spritz. You don't need to Google it. Spritz, you, an Aperol spritz is, it's got a slice of orange in it.
Yeah, it had a slice of orange in it. You don't need to Google it, bro. I'm living it.
No, you didn't have an Aperol spritz. You've had a fucking olive.
You had an orange. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've ever had an Aperol spritz with an olive in it, what I want to know is,
okay, I found,
do you
I've
have to, what I want to know is, do you eat the olive first or at the end?
Interesting. I've found them with olives in it. I've never had one, and I've had them in Italy.
Okay.
Interesting.
That, well, because you were sounding a bit fucking nuts. It was, you had a bit of a blind spot there. It was like, in Melbourne, they don't bloody do it.
No. I actually had them. I had one when I was in Florence, and there's no olives to be seen. Well, please drink as many Aperol spritzes as you can.
Well, the only reason that we did it was because it was the same price for a Diet Coke, and so Bree's like, oh, let's chill out, let's have an Aperol.
Is there a sound in your voice that is a change towards drinking alcohol?
Nah, but it's still recovering from the hay fever.
Oh, no, I don't mean like actually in your voice, but I mean...
Not actual voice.
Not your actual voice. Sounds like shit, but it sounds like you've smoked 30 Marlboros and...
just punching some tarts.
You've been punching darts overseas.
Yeah, Sandra and I actually in Europe together punching darts. No, everyone smokes here in England. Oh, sorry, no, England. In Europe. It's, it's... A lot of vaping and stuff going on too. No real shift in the alcohol thing. I think there's no reason, like, for people playing at home, I tend to not drink. Haven't been much of a drinker. Don't really, I think it's just not really into the lads having a beer. Don't find it that interesting. But the idea of having a drink with a meal or something, I could get around.
Mm. Mm. Well, I think you've got the sensible approach to drinking that most of us should probably implement, because it's a different world from me, what I grew up. Have I told you about when my mate and I, Alex, he was staying at my place, and then we're taking turns vomiting out the window because we drank too much the night before.
Yeah, it's probably too much. I mean, I've done the equivalent of eating. We ate so much. We didn't eat that much during the day, but then we tend, when we travel, to do two meals a day, and we ended up doing three, I think. I know that you've for long time listeners of the show, I've wanted to get a segment up, which is Josh's food diary, where I just basically list off what I've eaten.
Yeah,
and it's sort of been
the reality of that segment. It's more for you than it is for anyone else. Because it's more just true. So you've actually made a promise to yourself, if I talk about my food, I'll eat better.
I don't know if I would. I think it's more of an achievement thing. No, but we the thing with the buying food and stuff. So to go back on what I did have, we before we even got to the hotel, we had this really yummy like chocolate biscuit thing, and the panic that I've had is that we bought Pimsleur, which is like a really cool course. really highly recommend it, even though I haven't fucking finished it or even gotten close.
Don't even know what it is. What is it?
PIMSLA, it uses a methodology to learn languages where you hear a phrase or a word and then you repeat it back. And it tells you when to repeat it back, and it's got this repetition to it. You don't read anything. It's all audio-based, and it's used by the FBI. And if it's used by the FBI, it's good enough for JJ. So the thing is, you do learn. I was expecting, given the FBI used it, I couldn't help but be listening to it thinking I was a bit of a fucking spy. Like, just that I was like, I had sort of diplomatic vibes going on as I was learning how to say hello and stuff like that. But the thing with Italy is that you definitely need to know some of the language, or at least have it a go. So doing things like, you know, what would I say? Buongiorno, uno, and there was like this pizza I wanted, which is San Daniela, uno San Daniela, por favore, which is one of those, the fucking things, please. And the thing is, they straight away like ask, like they then respond with other questions. And that's just where it falls completely flat.
But here's your approach, right, where I think it's going wrong. Majority of people in Italy can speak English, or they're used to idiot tourists like us. Just point. I think if you try to engage them in their language, they'll be like, okay, I'm up for this. And then they'll talk back to you in English, in Italian. So then you're like, you're done.
But I just feel the biggest fear that I have is... And maybe I need to push back on this fear a little bit, is I just fear being a tourist. I fear just being a dumb tourist. Like walking past Hard Rock cafes and seeing a fucking line out the door, it just makes me sad.
Well, you got the ultimate tourist trap yesterday. You sent me a photo of a receipt, and then you sent me a photo of what you got for that outrageous price that you paid.
Well, yeah, this was a bit of a fuck up, because Brie and I said, like, we're okay with being fucked once in Venice. That might be my book, Fucked Once in Venice, but a travel guide. But go on. What were you going to say?
It's all set in the brothel that you're staying at.
Yeah, you self-filtered then. I realized you're like, do I bring up the brothels again? He did. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, that's very brothel heavy. So we had some antipasti, is that what it is? And caprese's, a salad. I sound so fucking bogan when I say all this, but now we made.
Mate, you had a meat platter and some tomato and bocconcini on a plate. It was basic.
Tomato and cheese. Yeah, and we also, the thing is that what was also on that receipt was two cappuccinos. The cappuccinos were €5 each, so that was around $8 a cappuccino, a little bit more than Melbourne, obviously.
Well, to break it down, you spent $90 on a little meat platter and a little salad and two coffees.
Yeah, it was. So what I am still trying to understand, and we there's this great guy, Rick Steves. He's this American dude. He's on public TV in the US. And he's a real likable character. If you Google him and go onto his YouTube channel, Bray and I, before we went away, watched all of his Europe stuff, and he gives you all these tips. And definitely the tourist traps in Italy are very, very common, especially in places like Venice. But the hard part is that you're in this dilemma, which is the places that are going to speak English or that are going to accommodate you are going to be the tourist traps. And so that's what happened yesterday, is we felt like we'd gone over, what bridge is it? The Rialto Bridge, I think is what it's called, like one of the, sort of the main areas in Venice. So we walked across that, which we were told by the hotel concierge that that was the... it gets sort of less touristy there from a pricing point of view and stuff. But yeah, where they get you is there's like a cover charge. So when you, which I understood, so there was a €2.50. What's the, you know how you say like you wouldn't know the answer, but maybe
$2.50.
Yeah, you've got, you know, 50 cents. What is 0.50 euro?
Half a euro. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, half a euro is a way around it.
$2.50. I could imagine.
There you go. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Please let us know. I literally am not using Google. I'm just allowing everyone to email us. It's been great. But no, so they charge you 250 euros just to sit down as a cover charge each. So you're already 5 euros. So you've already spent sort of $7-8 just there, just by sitting down. But then at the end, he said, "Do you just want me to add the service to the bill?" Service to the card. And and Bree said yes. And so it was like a 52 euro meal, which was expensive already. Mm-hmm. And then there was 5 euros on service. So we ended up paying 5 euros for service, 5 euros for... So we'd spent 10 euros for just the privilege of being there. So I don't know whether this is... I need to work out the deal, but basically, I said at the point, you know, you say these is it brash? You say these, you know, things in the moment. I said, yeah. I said, we're not eating anywhere in Italy the way we have to sit down now. We're only doing straight food.
You're standing up.
Yeah, just standing up.
I think they're in the same boat where they're like on the lookout because they're not wanting to screw people over. I don't think, but they've got their town. Where they live is just overrun with people that are thinking like you are. Like I remember being at a cafe next to the Trevi Fountain in Rome, and there was this
named after Trevor Long, actually. Trevi.
They've handing out lanyards and water bottles there. Thanks. I'm actually wearing my lanyard down. But I saw this dude. Who pulled out, and they're used to rich idiots as well. He pulled out a 500 euro note. Have you seen any of those flying around?
No, I have not.
Yeah, if you see it flying around, grab it. But it's 500 fucking euros. Ridiculous. And he was trying to buy an ice cream with 500 euro. And he's like, the guy's like, I can't split this. It's $500. And I mean, it was like a tiny little, you know, like news agent thing with a
freezer. Well, the funny thing is, a friend told us to watch out because what they've had happen, and this is the problem, I'm wary of balancing, avoiding being fucked over with just also having a good experience. Because if you go like super, if you're always worried and concerned about being hustled and questioning people on everything, and we went into one, like a chocolate shop who was giving out samples, and this guy, before he took it, was like make it very clear, like, is this a sample? Is this free? Because like they've had experiences where they've had a sample and then being charged or whatever. But apparently one of the rorts is if you give a note, say you give a 20 or like say you give a 50 euro, they'll then, and you're expecting change, they'll then say, oh no, you gave me a 5 euro. So what you need to do, what our friend said, is when you give over money, communicate how much you're giving. So you say, here's 50 euro, and just make it more obvious. But even I had that with Vodafone, like getting the Vodafone SIM card, and literally there's a sign that just says like tourist deal. Anytime I see tourist deal, I'm like, you're trying to fuck me. I'm like, can I get something that's not the tourist deal? And he said, sorry, this is all we've got.
When I was pissed in the States at a bar and I just had for some reason stuffed money into my pocket. It's like all the notes of paper look the same across the American.
Especially 10, when you're off 20. Your face.
Yeah. You can't see shit. Yeah.
I was going to make some form of stripper joke. Say I've fallen into your brothel territory there. But,
mate, you're the one in it.
No, to be clear, this is a beautiful one-star hotel in Venice. I'll have to take, you know, I'll take a photo of me as well and put it up on our Instagram, The Daily Talk Show.
So when are you actually in a place for an extended period of time?
Yeah, because I did say this to you. I said, this is about traveling slowly, We don't want to be just darting from place to place. And so at the moment, it is a little bit about getting out some of these big tourist spots. And then we're going to start slowing down. So we've got another couple of days, another two nights in Venice. And so today it's here, it's Tuesday at, around 6 a.m. And it's Tuesday there in Melbourne. Yeah, it's Tuesday there in Melbourne, yeah. Around 2 p.m. So we've still got Wednesday and Thursday, I think. Basically, on the 5th, we leave to go to Florence on a train. So then we'll spend a few days there. And then basically, it won't be until probably in about two weeks' time we'll really start to slow down. And I'd love to start doing, okay, like 2 weeks in one spot. But we'll see. We've got some...
I'm doing 2 weeks in one spot continuously for the next little
Mate, you're
while
being really consistent. In some regards, I'm like seeking what you've already got, TJ. Just like, I just want to be home. No,
I know the feeling when you're traveling, though. It's a lot.
Yeah,
but
go on.
Was that?
I was gonna wrap up. I was gonna do a bit of it's the daily talk.
Mate,
show.
I was just about to go into a monologue of another 40 minutes.
Well, please, it's been 35 minutes.
No, I've actually got to see my accountants because. End of the financial year.
Is this new accountant or is this the old accountant?
Old accountant.
Okay, great. It's a daily talk show, everyone.
just for an update for you.
Doing a bit of admin. I was going to say, how's Andrew? You're moving to my accountant. Very exciting times. It's a daily talk show. Thank you to everyone who yesterday we put a call out for reviews of the podcast. And we got exactly that. We had a couple of people give us not only ratings, but they went to the effort of doing a review, which is our preferred method. Rowie Dog said, my number one podcast. I'm a new listener. What a great show. Do yourself a favor and tune in now with 2 exclamation marks. Another one from Unknown Identity. I swear it wasn't me. They say, legends, high quality banter, discussions and insights from 2 of Melbourne's finest.
Yeah, maybe and I said to you, I thought it was Jeff Jowett because he caught us a couple of doing Melbourne fashion.
He said a couple of Gucci models.
Wouldn't be surprised if Jeff just hadn't known how to put a username in and just had unknown. But I appreciate those. Well, we put those out. You said that yesterday, and it usually takes a little while for an actual review to come through. So they may have been flowing in from the weekend. Appreciate
No. It was literally. I like to think that my call out helped. Rowie Dog was from 23 hours ago, and Unknown Identity was Monday. So I think they're both. I'd like to say that this helped, but thanks to Russ Keys too. We did a bit of a call out asking what people want to hear, because I'd felt that the last episode was a little bit of a clusterfuck, and it's just when you're doing this every single day with. You know, you have your days that are where you just think, oh, that was fucking boring. Like, I think people got nothing. We're going to lose our whole entire listenership.
Well, I think what the reality is what we're hearing can be a struggle, but hopefully you guys are hearing a really nice polished product, because yesterday I could hardly hear shit of what Josh was saying. So
yeah, it was the technical issues. We've sorted out the technical stuff and it's working a fucking treat now.
I will say, as soon as you pull up your phone to look at anything... It sends the quality of your audio horrible to me. So
really?
Are you running audio off your phone? Internet from your phone?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, it destroys the connection to me. So, I lose you.
Okay. So, I'll just... Yeah, because I'm tethering on 4G at the moment to make all this work. So, I won't touch
I could
it.
Do a whole hour on how annoying that the internet over in these countries is so much better than Australia.
Yeah. Well, we should get Trevor... We should get Trevor Long on... When I'm back, that's going to be fucking ages away. But he's very in tune with all of this internet stuff. It's interesting. It all comes down to, in some cases, like your ISP and shit like that. But yeah, I think that I can't help but get a little bit annoyed at the internet in Australia sometimes.
It's annoying. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Give us an email.
Yeah, that was confusing because it said hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Well, it's hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah, send us an email too. And we're on Instagram, The Daily Talk Show. And so I'm making an effort to post less on social media on my personal account. So when I used to travel, I would post 4 or 5 times a day. And so I'm sort of limiting it just to maybe, you know, either once every couple of days, or, you know, when we hit a new town or whatever it is, just in case we've got sort of friends around.
I love that you promote the Instagram, but then talk about why you're creating less content for the platform.
What I was going to say is I'm doing that for my personal one. But what it means is a lot of the stuff that we talk about on The Daily Talk Show, I'm going to be posting more on The Daily Talk. I don't give a fuck about how much I post on The Daily Talk Show. So
yeah, true.
I'll, stuff that's specific to, and because you don't have to worry about the quality as much, because sometimes people just want to see the quality of the fucking carpet on the, it's not carpet, by the way, on the walls. It's, I don't know what it's called, but it's the,
can you do a video of your thumb just moving across the material?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it will give you a good sense.
Both the thumb and also the wall.
Exactly. It's The Daily Talk Show, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be in Venice still, and you'll be in Collingwood. Right. Catches.